This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Wow, boy, oh boy.
Oh boy, oh boy. I'm trying to say the same thing you're saying.
It's
that's all I'm
the
doing.
Third episode of Secret.
Secret. Celebrity
Drag Race.
Boopity beep deep deep. And you're listening to the 800th episode of Drag Her.
Yes.
We are Nicole Byer and Mono Gapian, and we're the only people who do this. We're the only people who do this.
The only
thank
people.
You for listening.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into this mini-sode. Now, one thought I need to say, first of all, and we briefly said this off air. I want to see an episode where there's not just one gay guy there or one queer person there. I think it's unfair that in many of the episodes, I thought the all-female episode was fantastic, but I thought in both of the other episodes where there was someone gender nonconforming, and then I believe Alex is queer or gay, there's been two other straight guys, and I think that kind of bricks you as a queer person. It's like, it's not the same as being there with like a bunch of your sisters.
Yeah, I agree. It's been the casting is interesting. The way the episode shook out was interesting. This one was fun, though.
I had a really good time overall. And even though I think the roast jokes were professionally pre-written.
Yes, they were very good roast jokes.
They were really fucking good. So I was like, okay, cute. We're not going to let any of the celebrities look bad. We're going to hire someone to do some fucking good roast jokes. Probably Bob. I mean, probably it was Bob.
Yeah, and I have a friend who writes on the show who's a comic.
Great. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm sure they helped a little bit, too. We have Kim Chi, Bob the Drag Queen.
And Nina West.
I thought it was really funny that Nina was on a roast challenge, considering she's the nicest queen in America.
I know, right? I love that... I like that they even poke fun at that. And, you know, Nina's smart, though. So I think it made sense overall. But maybe not the first person I would pick to be my roast guide.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was like, okay, all right. This is great.
Yeah.
And then the contestants, we have Matt Iser.
Eisman, however they say it both ways.
Yeah. He hosts American Ninja Warrior. Alex Newell, who was on the Glee project, and then Glee, and then Dustin Mulligan, who is on Schitt's Creek.
Yes. Now, they made me laugh. I love when Kimchi comes in the room and says, fat or femin Asian.
Yes.
Dustin Mulligan's entrance, though pre-written, did make me laugh when he said, excuse my sushi burps, but there's something fishy inside me.
Yes, that was very, very silly. And then their mini challenge was to dress up like a cheerleader and then use the pit crew's legs as their legs. Very fun. I was very happy no one hurt their knee a la a Eureka, because Eureka famously did a split and broke her whole body.
Well, I hope I'm just glad no one hurt their rib or got diarrhea or was tired like Charlie Hyde's on the same episode.
Yes. Come on, Charlie. Let's go.
You gotta go, Charlie. Especially when you're given one of the best songs in lip sync history.
Yeah.
I thought at first, you know, I have to say at first I was cold. I was like, oh, I don't want to see a bunch of straight men.
Mm-hmm.
But this cast really won me over. They were very funny and cute and self-aware.
Yeah, I liked it.
This leg challenge also reminded me of the season 6 one. Do you remember on season 6? They're like on top of each other and we saw Milk's meaty not tuck. Liked it. And Justin's trying to quote Monique Hart, which is pretty adorable.
Yeah, it was so fun to see someone so revering of the show on the show.
Yeah, it was cute. He's like, stunning! Is that and then he makes fun of himself. I like when Matt's like, is this blush? Is this lipstick? And Bob's like, yes.
Yes. Anything can be blush. Anything can be lipstick. Just smash it on your face. Then I love that he put on his wig before putting on the makeup. And they were like, the wig comes last. And he's like, it does. It's just so funny to watch someone so out of their element try to figure it all out.
Yeah, it's a mess. And I love the mini challenge of making them get in drag. I like that Dustin can't control his titties. He has no idea what to do with them.
Yep, losing them titties.
And I like how Bob is like, I mean, look, you're going to be fine because look how gigantic me, Nina, and Kimchi are. They're gigantic and I love it. Bob's so funny. I love when Bob says, if you stay petty, you ain't got to get petty.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, gorgeous, good shit. Also I want to say Dustin Mulligan is in a really bad horror movie called Shark Night.
I've never seen it. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. You love a bad movie.
You know me. I wouldn't recommend it, but he is really easy on the eyes in it. You know, if you need some more man candy in your life. So Dustin wins.
Yes, he does. And then he picks Nina to be his drag mummy. And even she is surprised that she's picked first. She was like, that's not what. Okay.
And you want that. Okay. And then he pairs up Kimchi with Matt and Bob with Alex Newell.
Yes. And I think they're all pretty good fits.
They're cute. Yeah, they're a good time. The only thing that was slightly triggering was when Matt says, I hope Kimchi has some North Korean in her because we're going to nuke the competition.
Yep. But again, comedy is about towing the line, and he may have stepped over the line, but, you know, for the rest of the episode, he said, I'll keep towing.
Yeah.
I'll step back a little. We'll see. We'll see what's fun and what's not.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, and he won me over absolutely the rest of the episode. But at that point early on, I was like, oh, you better pump the brakes a little bit. But he's really funny. I have to admit, I came all the way around on him, even though I have a lot of prejudice against straight men. I have to admit that. Alex and Bob, man, Bob is who you want for this challenge.
Yes, Bob is great. Bob is so funny. Bob is great at roasting.
Yes, Bob has officially gone on record saying, you know, he writes a bunch of jokes for queens who go on the show, and even writes sometimes for Monet Exchange, even in her lovely online show.
The exchange rate. I think she's also still filming in quarantine, so check that out.
Yeah, do it. Please do. That's a fun time. They also gave us a shout out, I found out. Someone was like, do you know they brought up Drag Her on an exchange rate episode?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, and Monet says very nice things about you. She's like, big shout out to Nicole Byer. Love, love, love.
I love Monet Exchange. She's just a delight. Like, I really fucking love her. When we were at DragCon, at the end of DragCon, we were like, I was like, I want to see some of my friends. And then we like found Monet and we're like, hello. Bothered her for a little bit.
I remember that. I was there with you because I remember she was like, what's good? And I immediately was like, unfortunately, I'm taken. And I'm pretty positive your penis would just
annihilate my hole.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, a thick bitch like that probably has a thick dick to match.
I love that.
So they're prepping.
Yeah. Yes.
Nina's like, I'm nice, but I can give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's giving the best advice of, you know, just the classic compliment and attack in a roast.
Yes, which is very nice. A nice little misdirect, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then the queens come out. Oh, wait, should we take a break before we get into the roast?
I think we should. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back the break. But yeah, it's so funny now that you said it. The other episode, you were like, someone was like, bring back the podcast makes more sense. It really does now. But I'm stuck in my ways and I'll never change.
We'll never. I want to give a shout out to Kimchi saying, find their weakness, stab at it, repeat and put salt in it. That was funny. And I think Dustin should have picked Avril Lavigne. I think that's a better drag name.
What is she? She went with Rachel McAdams Apple.
Apple. Yes. Yes.
Dustin had a bunch of really great drag names. Just a whole arsenal full.
Oh my God. They were fantastic. They're fantastic. Matt's fighting for arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin's doing a lovely charity for body image called Project Heal.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is fighting for HMI, which helps with queer homeless youth.
Which I love. Is great. All three great charities to be fighting for. Gotta say, this was a great roast.
Oh my God.
Loved all of the Ross Dress for Less jokes. Those they made me laugh really hard.
Yes, they were so funny. I mean, I love that Bob made fun of Dustin being quote unquote not funny on Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great roast. I love, man, Alex was so funny in the workroom.
Yes, and then it didn't come through too much during the roast.
Not as much.
So it's like, as if they froze a little bit.
I think so, and I think that's common. It's funny. I wonder, and I feel like I kind of relate because there's something about being very gay, and then it might be just the expectation of what you're supposed to be as a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
I think a gay man can put a lot of pressure on themselves of like, when I put on drag, I need to be Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah.
You know, and you just need to be whatever your Alyssa Edwards is, but that's easier said than done.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, why can't you just be you in a dress, heels, wig? I feel like they said earlier that they corset themselves when they're singing, they do a little gender bending or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why was this so hard?
Yeah.
If you already do it.
I know. I mean, because in the workroom, when like Rue's like, you're one of my favorite artists, Alex is like, stop. And it's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what got them in their head, where they were performing for a person that said that they loved them.
I think
they were trying to produce or play up. I don't know. Like trying to get to that level that they thought they needed to be at. I don't know. It was interesting. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, it was, you just felt the reserve in it. You kind of felt the holding back and I get it. And I already said this, but I'll say it again. I wish he was there with some sisters, like just like some queer people, because that community of other queer people being there can really lift you up, as opposed to having to be the only gay one. Or, you know, I feel like I've been there where you almost stand back, because I'll speak from my experience. When I'm a gay man and I'm around other straight men, I'm so used to deferring to them because straight men are the status quo and the conversation is so typically heteronormative that I'm used to just going, I'll stand back, I'll be quiet, because I'm used to your voice being louder.
Fair. But in the defense of, I guess, straight men? I don't know. But
well, you could just say just like who did the best. You feel like the other people just did better.
Well, I also feel like you walked into a queer space. Drag Race, I feel like, is a queer space. I felt like the straight men are guests in that space. And there was three, you know, gay drag queens to have camaraderie with, although you are paired with one. I don't know. I don't think it it had as much to do with being the only gay man. I don't know. You know, it's who knows?
I'm not in their head. I think that's
fair. I don't know why they didn't come out guns a-blazing.
I think that's really fair to say, you know? I mean, just like, you know, you're just like, hey, you're there. I mean, and it's true for anyone, no matter how you identify. It's like, it's up to you how much you're going to show up. And, you know, great people have showed up and great people have leaned back when they shouldn't have. And, you know, I bet Alex is probably like, well, well, like, now that I did it, I probably feel even, now I know what I can really do, or, you know what I mean? I feel like that's a common thing in performing, period. But what'd you think about their beats? What'd you think about their makeups?
I thought the makeup was really, really great. Again, I know other queens did their makeup, and right. I'm not sure why we're not seeing that, considering the episodes are 90 fucking minutes long.
I know.
It was just like, Dustin was obviously done by Lila McQueen, or Layla McQueen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Mayhem may have done Alex. And then I'm not sure who did Matt. I assume Chanel, because Chanel had been doing the makeup. I don't know. I'm not sure.
If that's the case, I think Chanel, I mean, we know Chanel's amazing, but I think everyone she beats looks the best.
Yeah. Like, Chanel is really talented. Fucking bring her back for All-Star 6. I think she will be back for All-Star 6, because I think the trend is bringing one queen back at a time from season one. But like, I need more. I need my Tammy Brown. I need my Chanel. I need my Jade. I need Akasha, if Akasha is still doing drag.
Akasha.
I just see you as a messy man in a wig. Iconic.
We need Nina. We need Nina Flowers back,
because she was the, yes,
she's
DJ
the
Nina.
Original class act. She was like the original, just like, what a fucking cool, awesome contestant.
Also, if you look at her Instagram, she be having a whole club in her house. She be spitting on the ones and twos in quarantine.
Ay, loca. Get out of here, loca. I love her.
Me too. Also, bring back Rebecca Glasscock. I am Absolutely. An OG Rebecca Glasscock stan. I loved it when she all of a sudden had a friend who died of AIDS and was sobbing in the bathroom. I love that she was resting on Pretty. She is the OG villain of the season. Like, her edit was so shady. I loved season one. Bring back Pork Chop. Let's just redo season one on a grander scale.
That would be a gag. They're just like, we're doing
just
it over.
Bring them all back. We're doing season one all over again. I would live for it.
That would be so fucking cool if they did RuPaul's Reset Race.
Yes.
And they, oh my God. That would be so good.
Yes, it would make me, it doesn't even have to be a full blown, just make it four episodes. You could take, two girls could go home at a time, or I don't, just do a whole season.
Is
I would
it
love
with
it.
BB or no? Is it with BB or no?
No, because BB got to do All Stars again.
Yes.
But I mean, also she didn't win All Stars, so we could bring her back a fourth time. No, a second time, third time. Oh my God.
Third time.
A third time.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fiercest of them all? I mean, she did, man. The moments on All Stars 3 that she made unbelievably exciting, man.
Bring them all back.
Bring them back. Who cares? So these queens did great. Their roast jokes were great. We should talk about Rue's runway look.
Stunning.
Unbelievable. Purple, yellow, sequins.
Ugh, I love all of these looks.
They're stunning. The color on this is like Tahitian sunset sequins. And then the green earrings. How dare she wear a little...
Beautiful.
Such a clashing, stunning choice. Oh, man. She looks so good. Well, I hope she's going to get to reuse all those wigs from... Ruby is red hot. Do you think that she'll just get to reuse all those AJ and the Queen wigs in the next season of Drag Race?
I hope so. Because all of those AJ and the Queen looks were so stunning.
So good. Let's see. The roast jokes were fucking good. Mm-hmm. They made me piss my pants. I like that Dustin is making fun of himself, representing straight white men. The only thing he said in the episode which gave me pause was when he was like, it's really hard being a stunning, beautiful, attractive guy. Like, do you remember that little thing?
No,
he talks
I don't.
A little. He at the very beginning, he makes fun of himself, but he does talk about, like, you know, when you're like a good looking jockish guy, people just expect you to be a certain way. It is like, which is like, okay, I hear you, but also fuck off. Like,
I love when people say out loud they're attractive. One of the best interactions I've ever had with that was I asked this server in Oklahoma who was stunning. I was like, oh my God, is it hard being this pretty? Do people bother you all the time telling you you're pretty? And she went, yes. And I was like, oh, you're a queen. I love it. It was just simple, like, I know what I look like. And yeah, people tell me all the time and I'm okay with it. I loved it.
It's
but people
very,
who have a whole monologue about how beautiful they are, I'm like,
it's very Anfisa. It's very Anfisa from 90 Day Fiancé.
Anfisa. She.
I like money.
You need to look at her Instagram page.
I am
her body
pretty.
Is built. She's now a bodybuilder.
I mean, her body's insane, but yes, she is one of those people who's like, I am pretty. Give me money. Like,
give me money. And I love the one fight she had with George where she was like, he was like, you're only with me for money. She's like, you're only with me for the way I look. And I was like, nobody's lying.
No one is lying. I had to Google it and I found out how crazy their lives are right now. Do you know what's happening?
Yes, yes. George is in jail. And
oh my
Anfisa
God.
Is a bodybuilder.
Okay, this is a 90 Day Bay.
It. No. Okay, so this
But you can listen to 90 Day Bay on Patreon and you should.
You can. And the last episode is a full 2-hour episode.
Woo!
Where because we have three shows to cover right now. It's wild.
Oh my God.
So Dustin is wearing this stunning blue sequined dress.
Uh-huh.
And Alex is wearing a red sequined dress a la like a fancy McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt is wearing this like pink furry boudoir look.
Yes, because he's Betty Boudoir.
Yes.
Bordeaux, and, Bordeaux, Betty
yeah,
Bordeaux.
Betty
yeah,
Bordeaux.
Yeah.
And
Madam That Bitch.
Yes. And they lip sync to It's All Coming Back to Me by Celine Dion.
It's all coming back to me, all coming back to me. Yes. It but you hurt me like that. I mean, the baby, baby, baby. That moment in the song is so fun.
It's so good. And I gotta say, okay, they all win at the end, which I was like, okay, they're playing for charity. So like, we're all winners, baby. But the clear winner to me was Matt. Matt went for it. Matt did a crusty little split. Matt was just moving mm-hmm. around that stage. I had a great time watching
yes.
Matt.
I did too. I mean, and Matt did so good in the roast. I mean, his jokes hit,
mm-hmm.
his cadence was perfect because he's a comedian,
mm-hmm.
Which is why I didn't buy any of that fluff where he was like, I've never done roast. It's like, yes, you have. You know what
well,
jokes are.
I haven't done a roast and I don't know if I'd be good at a roast. So like if I was on the show, I'd be like, I'm highly worried.
Really? I mean,
yeah.
I think you'd be, I mean, you would be great. Like, I get that you haven't done it, but I think you'd be good at it. You are incredibly sweet, though, so that would be interesting to see if it would be a challenge for
it
you.
It would be so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know
even
if I'd be
you,
able to do it.
Even you laughing, though, as you're being mean would be adorable. You know what I mean? Even if you're like,
yes.
I love you so much, and so do all the other men who come in your hair. I'm
Ooh.
Sorry. Like,
sorry about it. I said
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. Did you think, I also thought Dustin as Rachel McAdams' apple kind of looked like a young Yzma. Like, he kind of looked like a gorgeous gremlin creature.
I liked it a little, because we had a lot of toothy mouth, a lot of nose. And then the
yes.
eyes were kind of painted down.
Yes, he was pinched in the nose in a way that was pretty
yes.
haute couture.
Uh-huh.
I also want to say, I want to give him props on his really funny runner. He did that fucking runner of, which is a service you provide.
Yes, that was
That's,
written on the bathroom or whatever. That
yeah,
was
yeah.
It was really great. It was a nice callback.
Mm-hmm.
It was or not a callback. It was a runner. You're right.
Yeah,
it was... The roast jokes were really smart, and I think queens should watch this roast to learn how to roast.
Yes, yes, it is.
Because if you're a student of the show, it literally gave you a crash course in a roast. Also, yes. Last week gave you a crash course in the Rusical to fully commit to those lyrics and commit to whatever you've decided to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I truly. Yeah. And then Jermaine, the first episode, I think gave you a nice crash course in a snatch game where you just have to figure out a couple of traits from that person and run with it.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. This really is drag you.
Honestly, I was getting a lot of drag you vibes from this episode.
This is basically the resurrection of drag you, right?
Yes.
They're like, we love that show. Even though in season 7, they came for drag you.
They did. Ginger Minj came for drag you. And Rue was like, it's one of the best things I think I've done in my career. And I was like,
that really was a rough spot. I love that moment where they're just like, it changed a lot of people's lives.
I maintain season 7 is one of the best seasons and nobody believes me.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
You have to rewatch it. Every episode is an acting challenge. It is hilarious. It's so funny. You gotta just rewatch it.
Look, I will. I have rewatched it. I will rewatch it again. I just stand by the fact that it's Cake, right? It's still Cake. Cake is fucking good. Mm-hmm. But when most seasons are like Magnolia Bakery, like dulce de leche covered in truffles cake, season 7 to me is a Hostess. Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying everyone loves season 6 and season 7's better than season 6.
You know what? That's madness. You lost your whole mind.
Did I?
I think season 7 is a lot like season 11 in that there is talent in the season. There's a lot of talent in the season. But for some reason, it didn't come together. Like,
no. No. Season 7 is better than season 11. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Oh my God. You think? Okay.
Absolutely.
I won't die on that hill, but I think there's a similarity in terms of like the talent is there, but they didn't make the best soup. You know what I mean? Like the chemistry wasn't there to me.
We'll agree to disagree because season 7.
We have to.
You get the iconic Kennedy Davenport doing the late Little Richard, and it's one of the funniest Snatch Game characters. You have Pearl. I truly, this is a hill I will die on. Pearl does Big Ange, which is so funny, but she can't win.
Very funny.
Then we had Ginger Minj's fucking Adele, which was so funny. I mean,
very funny.
Okay, I mean,
I look. Pearl's Big Ange is really funny. It's really funny when she's like, we weren't watching Batman and Robin. I had a fucking tough childhood.
Yes,
like,
it's iconic. Okay. I digress. Back to Celebrity Drag Race. The lip sync, Alex Newell did not bring it. Alex Newell thought, I don't know what they thought. It was interesting. It was, it was a very passive performance.
I thought he was ramping up.
To what?
Woo! I thought he was ramping up because I will say the little moments he hit at the beginning were, to me, an excellent way to start specific and kind of let the meaning of your words drive the lip sync, but maybe it didn't just build as much as the other
but
ones.
But Alex did look stunning, and I do think the three of them did a really marvelous job. I just think there was a clear winner, and we all can't be winners, baby. I don't want no participation trophy. You tell me who fucking won.
You tell me who won the whole fucking thing, okay, bitch?
Nah.
I do agree that maybe, what made this a tie? Was it just that the roast jokes were excellent?
Maybe.
What made it a tie?
That everyone gave up and they were like, we weren't even watching. Whoever you want to win, Rue, how about everybody? And she said, okay.
And who's providing the extra $10,000? Is it Rue herself or?
Don't know. World of Wonder, maybe. VH1, who knows?
Hopefully, my lord. I think that's so gaggy to live in a world where it's just like, fuck it, find $10,000. Which I get, that's the reality of big TV.
Big television. Well,
big. Wow.
That's it.
That's it. What a joy. I love these. I know next week's the last one.
Yeah. It went by so quick.
It did go by quick. I'll be curious. Look, I want them to do another season of it. I'll tell you that much. And maybe fine tune a few things. I want to see more of those queens doing our makeups.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And maybe less of that moment where it's like, my friends came to see me in the workroom.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need to see any of these people. I don't know them. Who cares? I don't know about your life. I don't want it.
And I also couldn't believe that none of Alex's gay friends came to see him in the workroom. I was
maybe Alex is based in New York.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Maybe all their friends are in New York, which I
get. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Gorgeous, stunning, mm-hmm. stunning, stunning. Mm-hmm. Love Alex. Love them all. They're really a fun cast. And, you know, they even the straight guys, as I said, came around for mm-hmm. me. And
yeah.
They weren't in. And like, I'll even read the first group a little bit. I felt the first group was a little bit imposing themselves on the show and I felt this group for some reason was a little bit more, they were like here respecting and like trying to love the world, the mm-hmm. world as a spectator.
Yeah.
That's how it felt.
Yeah.
Well, gag. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you.
Follow us on the online, yes. Rate and review us on Please. Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you on a Monday.
Monday.
Bye-bye. Oh, fuck.
Bye-bye.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.